Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
赞美主。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is here with us this morning.
主耶稣现在就跟我们在一起。
He has promised where two or three gather together in His name, there He is in the midst.
主耶稣应许我们，无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚集，他就必在我们的中间。
Let us look at Him this morning.
让我们今天早上或是晚上，我们就来仰望他。
Let us turn our eyes on Jesus.
我们就转眼来仰望我们的耶稣。
And we find Him waiting for us.
你会发现他就在那里等着我们。
He's waiting to fill us with His love.
他等在那里，要用他的爱来充满我们。
Wouldn't you like to be filled with the love of Jesus?
你难道不想被主耶稣的爱所充满吗
？I would.
我想呢。
I have loved Jesus for a long time, but I've been finding out I need to love Him more.
我已经啊、学习爱耶稣很久了，可是我一直的发现，我还需要更多的来爱他。
He longs to have us love Him.
这是他的渴望，他要我们更多的来爱他。
He wants to unite us to Himself.
他渴望能够把我们带入与他的连结里面。
And He's given us the Holy Spirit.
而且他把圣灵赐给我们。
As Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
就像保罗在罗马书第五章在那里说，圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Let us ask Him today.
让我们今天就来跟他要。
Fill me with Your Spirit, Lord Jesus.
哦，主耶稣，用你的灵来充满我。
Fill my heart with the Spirit of Christ.
用那基督的灵来充满我的心。
Fill me with Your love.
用你的爱来充满我。
Make me to love You the way You love me.
使我能够爱你，就像你爱我那样子。
Because Your love is an everlasting love.
因为你的爱是那永远的爱。
You said with the love You have drawn us to Yourself.
你告诉我们，因此你以慈爱吸引我们。
We thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们为着圣灵这个礼物来感谢你。
Because He pours in the love of God into our heart.
因为圣灵把神的爱就这样注入，浇灌在我们里面。
And we believe You for everyone listening today.
我们相信今天每一个在上课的学员。
Our hearts will be open wide.
让我们的心都能够敞开来。
To receive Your love.
来领受从你来的爱。
That wonderful love of Jesus.
那奇妙的耶稣的爱。
We believe You.
我们相信你。
As we ask it in Your name and for Your glory.
我们奉你的名祷告，也是为着荣耀，我们这样祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe you know this little song. You can sing it with me if you want to.
也许大家晓得这首小小的短短的诗歌，如果你懂的话，跟我一起唱好不好？
我爱你，爱你，我爱耶稣，我爱你，
我们再唱一次，
我
爱你，爱你，我爱耶稣，
我
我
It's so wonderful to tell him that you love him.
是这么的美好，我们能够向他说我们爱他。
He longs to hear your voice.
他是渴望得听我们的声音。
He created you just to love him.
他创造我们要成为一个爱他的人。
It matters to him that you are in love with him.
对他来讲是极其要紧的一件事，就是我们是不是真的来爱他。
Many of you are familiar with Hudson Taylor.
你们大家都有听过戴德生的故事。
He founded the China Inland Mission.
他是那中国内地会的创办人。
He worked very hard for many years.
他很辛苦的做工，有好多年的时间。
But he has written a book about the Song of Solomon.
可是他写了一本书是关于雅歌的这本书。
And the call of Jesus, our bridegroom, seeking for a bride.
那边讲到主耶稣是我们的新郎，他呼召我们，他来寻找我们，来做他的心腹。
And even though Hudson Taylor as administrator was so busy,
即便戴德生他是这个内地会的创始人，他是这么的忙碌，有许多的事要处理。
He felt that the most important job he had was to be sitting at the feet of Jesus.
然而他知道，他感觉到最重要，对他来讲一件最重要的事，就是坐在耶稣的脚前。
His first call.
这是第一个呼召
，the most important call，
也是最重要的呼召
，was to be a lover of Jesus Christ，
就是能够成为人。
And you know, when people fall in love, they want to be with one another。
你知道，当两个人相爱的时候，他们就想要跟对方在一起。
I remember when I fell in love with my husband.
我记得当我跟我的丈夫在谈恋爱的时候。
We would be in a meeting together with many people.
我们会跟很多人在一起，在一些聚会里面。
But then sometimes he would drive me home to where I lived.
可是有时候他就会送我回家，开车送我回家。
And all the time I was in the meeting with so many people.
我记得当我在聚会里面有许许多多的人聚集。
I looked forward to that time when we would be alone riding to our destination.
可是在我的心里，我很期待当聚会结束的时候，他可以单独的来开车送我回家的时间。
And that's the way it is with our Lord Jesus. He wants us to get alone with him.
这也是我们主耶稣的心，他盼望我们能够渴望来单独的与他在一起。
He wants us to be his lover.
他渴望我们成为爱上他的人。
And as Hudson Taylor once said this, what we are is more important than what we do.
戴德生也曾经这样说过，我们的所是比我们所做的重要的多。
And that all the fruit that we bear when not abiding in Christ must be fruit of the flesh and not of the spirit.
所有我们不是因着住在基督里面所结出来的果子， 那些果子是我们肉体的果子，不是圣灵的果子。
That's why it's been so important that Pastor Chow has taught us to wait on the Lord Jesus.
这就是为什么周牧师一直的强调教导我们要学习来等候神。
To get alone with him.
来单独的花时间与他在一起。
To sit at his feet.
来坐在他的脚前。
And fall deeply in love with him.
能够深深的爱上他。
Jesus Christ is waiting for a bride to be prepared for his coming.
主耶稣他等着他的心腹能够装扮整齐，预备好来迎接他的再来。
He has many workers.
他有很多的工人。
People that will do anything for him.
就是很多人他们会愿意为主做一些事工。
They'll go anywhere to work for him.
他们愿意到世界各个地方就是要来做主的工。
They'll sacrifice their fortune, their belongings.
他们会愿意牺牲他们的财富，他们的所有的财产。
Accept the call to the ministry.
他们会接受去事工上面的那个呼召。
Maybe you're one of those.
也许今天的学员，你也是其中一位接受这样呼召的人。
It takes time to be a minister.
要成为一个侍奉神的人，需要花时间。
To be a leader, to be a teacher.
要做一个领袖，要做一个老师，需要时间。
And those are good things to do.
这些都是好的。花时间去做这些事情。
But Jesus said to Martha in the scripture, one thing is better.
可是主耶稣，你们记得他跟马大这样子说，有一件更好的事。
Mary chose a better part.
玛利亚已经拣选了那上好的福分。
She just was taken up with Jesus.
她就是这么的被主耶稣所占据。
She had fallen in love with her bridegroom.
她已经深深地爱上她的新郎。
We must not neglect our calling to be in his bride.
我们绝对不能忽略他向着我们那个心腹的那个呼召。
One whose heart has been captured by the Lord Jesus.
就是呼召成为一个人，他的心是被主耶稣所占据、所占有的。
Well, you say, how could Hudson Taylor be a lover of Jesus?
你会说，戴德生是怎么样能够成为一个爱神的人，成为他爱的俘虏呢？
Some men think, oh, that message is just for women.
你也许觉得说，哦。成为基督的心腹，这个是给姐妹的。
We all have a heart, a soul that can be in love with God.
记得，我们每一个人得救的，我们都有这样的灵、这样的魂、这样的心，我们可以成为一个爱神的人。
And even though this man was an administrator of many, many works for God.
即便一个人像戴德生这样子，他有很多很多的事情需要照顾，需要做。
He practiced getting up very early.
他操练每天早上很早就起床。
Just to be at the feet of Jesus.
就单单的在主耶稣的脚前。
And he found love is as strong as death, as Proverbs tells us.
他就发现爱确实是比死还坚强。
It's not a weak virtue, it's a very strong virtue.
爱不是一个软弱的表现，爱是一个非常有能力的一件事情。
In the epistle of John, we read that God is love.
在约翰一书那里告诉我们，神就是爱。
God is almighty.
神是那位这么全能的神。
He's the creator of the universe.
他是宇宙的创造主。
All power is his.
一切的能力都是从他来。
But he is the greatest lover in the world. God himself is love.
可是他却是全宇宙那个最大的一个爱人。神他自己就是爱。
Reading the Gospel of John, that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
我们在约翰福音读到神这么的爱世人，他把他自己的独生子赐给他们。
And his love is longing to be satisfied.
他的爱，他也渴望能够被满足。
Something very sad often happens.
有一件常常会遇到一件让人难过的一件事。
We could fall in love with a person, but they don't respond to our love.
就是当有一个人爱上另外一个人，可是另外一个人他不爱这个人。
That's very painful experience.
那是一个很难受、很痛苦的经历。
And God is longing for our love.
神他渴望找到我们对他的爱。
You remember when he created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden?
你记得当神创造亚当和夏娃，把他们安置在伊甸园里。
He came to visit every day.
他每天都来造访他们。
He wanted to be with them.
他就是这么想要跟他们在一起。
He wanted to shower them with his goodness.
他想要把他一切的良善都倾倒在亚当夏娃身上。
He created everything for their pleasure.
他创造一切其他的事情为着他们的享受。
But they did not obey him.
可惜他们背逆了他。
But when they ate of the forbidden fruit,
当他们吃了那他被吩咐不可以吃的果子。
And they sinned.
他们犯了罪。
The first thing they did was to hide themselves from God.
他们犯罪以后第一件事情他们所做的就是把他们藏起来，不敢见神的面。
He came into the garden looking for him. He said, "Where are you?"
神回到园中，他说：“人啊，你在哪里？”
Oh, you see his heart longing to be in fellowship with them.
你看见神的心是何等的渴望能够与人来相交吗？
But sin had separated them.
可是罪把这个相交所破坏、所隔离了。
So all through the Old Testament, we hear God's voice longing for them. Oh, if you'd only seek me, you'd find me.
所以我们在旧约，我们常常看到神发出他的渴望，你们若寻求我，你们就要找到。
He tells them over and over again, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
他也常常这样说，我以永远的爱爱了你。
I love you so much.
我是这么的爱你。
And in the Song of Solomon, he says, Oh, come and be my bride.
在雅各书，他的呼召就是，哦，来，做我的心腹。
I want to have you as my own.
我要你完全的属于我。
He even says, Your voice is sweet to me.
他甚至说你的声音是这么柔和，对我来讲这么的甜蜜。
And the bride repeats to him, Your love is better than wine.
那个心腹他跟他的良人说，你的爱情比酒更美。
Your love satisfies.
你的爱能够满足。
She pours out her love for him.
他也把他的爱来倾倒。
But then one day he comes behind the lattice looking for her.
可是你记得有一次，这良人来在窗棂后面来寻找他。
She says, "Oh, I'm busy now."
这个心腹的反应是，哦，我现在没有空。
I've gone to bed. I've taken off my shoes, and I don't want to be disturbed.
哦，我已经上了床，我的鞋子也脱了，我不想起来。
But he stands there longing for her.
两人站在外面，仍然渴望
And because he doesn't respond, he starts to walk away.
因为这个心腹没有回应他的爱，所以两人开始离开。
Oh, and then she realizes, oh, I'm so empty without him.
这时候这个心腹发现，哦，当没有他的时候，我的心何等的空虚啊。
I will get up now, and I will open the door for him.
哦，我现在要起来，我要给我的良人开门。
But she finds he's gone.
可是她发现她的良人已经转身走了。
So she goes about the streets and the highways looking for him.
所以她赶快到外面，到城中，在外面的路上来寻找他。
And when she finds him, she says, I will not let him go.
当他终于找到他的时候，他说，我不要再让他走了。
Sometimes Jesus has to walk away so that we come running after him.
有时候我们的主耶稣也会刻意的转身远离，好叫我们要起来快跑的来寻找他。
And that helps us to realize our emptiness without him.
这也帮助我们能够更深的体会，没有他的时候我们是空虚的。
At the beginning, the bride had said, My beloved is mine, and I am his.
您记得一开始这个心腹他说良人属我，我也属他。
Now when she comes closer to him and she takes hold of him, now she says, I am my beloved's and he is mine.
当他更靠近他的良人，当他跟他有个更亲密的关系的时候，他改变了他的语气，他说我属我的良人，他也属于我。
Have we said that to him?
我们是不是也跟我们的良人说同样的话吗？
Have we declared, My beloved is mine, I am his?
我们是不是曾经说，良人属我，我也属他？
He is still longing for lovers.
他一直的仍然在渴望找到爱他的人。
He's longing for you today.
他就向着你今天发出这样的呼召。
His love is greater than any other force in the world.
他的爱比这世界上一切其他的能力更强更大。
And even though we feel we're too busy working for him.
即便我们常常觉得我们是这么的忙碌，我们为了做主的工，我们忙到没有时间。
He says, Oh, come apart.
可是他说，哦，离开这一些。
Come and sit with me.
跟我一起坐，跟我一起坐些。
Come and let me wrap you up in my arms.
让我能够用我的手臂将你抱住。
So all through the Old Testament, we hear this longing from God, this great desire that his people would love him.
我们看到在旧约里面常常有这样的情况，神发出他的呼召，他渴望找到人能够起来爱他。
When Jesus came, he said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength.
当主耶稣来到世上，他向我们告诉我们最大的一条诫命就是你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
And then John declares, when Jesus came, it was because God so loved the world that he gave his son.
圣经告诉我们，为什么主耶稣来到这世上呢？因为神爱世人，他就将他的独生子差遣到这世上来。
All we have to do is look at the cross and we realize the great love of God.
我们所要做的只是让我们只要单单的来看十字架，我们就知道神有多爱我们。
Not only God's love for us, but the Lord Jesus' love for his Father.
我们看到不只是神向着我们的爱，在那里我们也看到主耶稣向着天父的爱。
He came to restore that fellowship that Adam lost.
他来到世上，他要恢复那个亚当所失去的与神的那个关系。
He was obedient unto death.
他存心的顺服以至于死。
For Adam had failed by disobedience, Christ fulfilled by obedience.
亚当因着他的悖逆，他失败了。可是主耶稣因着他的顺服，他成就了。
And now he is wanting to pour out by the Holy Spirit his love into our lives.
今天神要更多的用他的圣灵来浇灌在我们的心里面。
During this morning session, he wants to draw us to himself.
今天早上或是你们的晚上，他说他要更多的吸引我们到他自己那里。
And he wants us to learn the most important part of our ministry is our bridegroom.
他要我们知道，我们一切事工里面最重要、最重要的一件，就是我们的良人。
We accomplish so much more united to the bridegroom.
我们能够做为他做为他成就更多的事工，如果我们晓得如何跟我们的良人连接在一起。
As Hudson Taylor said, it's so easy to work for God in the flesh.
就好像戴德森讲的，我们这么容易就在肉体里面来服侍。
We do it by our own effort, our own ability.
我们靠着我们自己的努力，靠着我们的才能来侍奉他。
And oftentimes we get in a strain.
有时候我们会到一个很紧张、受压的光景。
And we get worn out.
我们会觉得我们就好像已经疲倦、
Sometimes
疲乏了。
Ministers and teachers quit.
甚至有一些传道人、有一些牧师，他们就不干了。
But the secret is abiding in Christ.
记得这个秘诀就在于我们是不是住在主里面。
Let the ministry be part of the Holy Spirit.
让我们的事工是成为圣灵所做的。
He wants us united to himself.
因为圣灵要我们与他连接。
He wants to flow through us.
他渴望借着我们来流露他自己。
He wants to, as Paul said, live out his life within us.
就好像保罗要说，我活着就是基督，就是基督从我里面活。
So we're on the right track if we are learning to wait on God.
所以当我们开始学习等候神的时候，我们就是走在一条对的路上了。
To wait in his presence.
就是在那里等在他的同在里面。
Be filled with his spirit.
让他用他的灵来充满我们。
His spirit is love.
圣灵就是爱。
And as we learn in Galatians, the fruit of the spirit, the number one is the fruit of the spirit is love, and then joy and peace and long suffering, but the fruit of his spirit is love.
我们记得在加拉太书，圣灵所结的果子就是爱，有仁爱、平安、喜乐。可是那第一个就是爱。
And he wants to fill us.
渴望来充满我们。
He wants to do it today.
今天就要来充满我们。
And you know, I know one teacher used to say, when the telephone rang, and in those days you had to walk to the telephone.
有一个老师曾经这样说，在以前的时候，每次电话铃声响的时候，你就要起来走到电话那边去。
She would say on the way to the telephone, Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Jesus.
这位长辈他在走到那个电话的路上，他就一边走一边说，哦，主耶稣我爱你，哦，主耶稣我爱你。
And her daughter would say, drying the dishes. I've seen her daughter drying dishes in the kitchen And all the time in her heart, she's saying, oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I want you, Jesus. I desire you, Jesus.
啊，我看到他的女儿也是这样子，甚至当他们在洗碗的时候，我就看到他们一边洗碗，手在洗碗，他们就一边的在那边说：“哦，主耶稣，我爱你！哦，主耶稣，我爱你。”
The great longing of God is that we become His lover.
再一次记得，神里面最大的渴望就是让我们来成为爱他的人。
We don't want to be like.Those who reject him.
我们一点都不想成为那些拒绝他的人。
We want to satisfy him.
我们要成为那些可以满足他的人。
Satisfy his longing for fellowship.
能够满足他里面渴望与我们相交的那个渴。
And become so united to him that our work will flow out of that union.
我们可以这样子的与他连结，好像我们手所做的一切工都是 从与他的连结所产生出来的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No one satisfies like the Lord Jesus.
没有谁能够像基督耶稣那样子来满足我们。
And some of you know I was unmarried for 48 years.
你们有人知道有48年的时候我都是单身的。
And Jesus spoke to me in my 20s and said that he would be a husband to me.
当我在20岁出头的时候，主耶稣他告诉我他自己要做我的丈夫。
I had a very serious operation and I was told by the doctor on my 23rd birthday, you will never have children.
当我在20岁出头的时候，我生了一个病，我的医生告诉我说，我永远都不会有，都没有办法生育了。
I turned to Jesus and I said, what are you saying to me?
我的时候我就跟主耶稣，我问他说，主啊，你有什么事要告诉我的呢？
He said, I will be your husband.
他就告诉我我自己要做你的丈夫。
And we will have children.
我们会有许多的孩子。
I see a picture of one of my children on the screen this morning.
我就看到今天早上结出来的儿女就在这个荧幕面前。
And after 48 years, my husband took an interest in me.
在过了47年48年我的现在的丈夫他就留意到我。
But during those 20 years in between or 25 years in between, Jesus became so precious to me.
可是在这中间二十几年的时间里面，主耶稣他对我是变得这么的宝贵。
He became so real.
他对我是这么的真实。
And I didn't know what he was going to do with my life. I had given it to him.
我其实不是很知道到底主耶稣要怎么样用我这一生。我只是把我这一生都完全的交在他手中。
When I was 23, after the doctor told me this, and I was in recovery.
当我在23岁的时候，当我的医生这样对我宣告的时候，那时候我在那个手术的房间。
I consecrated my life to the Lord.
我把我自己完全的奉献给主。
And I wrote it out on a paper that I, Martha, give myself body, soul, and spirit to the Lord Jesus Christ for time and eternity.
那时候我拿了一张纸，我写下来，我说我玛莎，我把我自己，我的灵，我的魂，我的身体。完全的献给主，从今天一直到永远。
I signed it as a document and I read it every morning in my prayer.
我签了我的名在那张纸上，以后每一天早晨我都拿出来，我再读一遍。
This was my contract with God.
好像我跟神立了一个约。
But there were times when I felt very lonesome.
我确实有些时候觉得孤单。
And I asked Jesus, put your arms around me and hold me close.
在那些时候，常常我就跟主耶稣说：“主啊，你用你的手环绕我，你把我抱在你的面前，好不好？”
And you know, he did it.
你知道吗？他确实答应我这样的要求。
He gave me a sense of his presence as I waited on him.
他总是让我察觉到他的同在，每次当我在那里等候他的时候。
He warmed my heart with his presence.
他就用他的同在来温暖了我的心。
He satisfied me.
他满足了我。
And he told me once, minister came, I went to visit a minister in Zion, Illinois, where I did the ministry.
有一次我到西安城那里面，他借着一个传道人来跟我说。
In prayer, during a time when I was very frustrated.
那时候我非常的我蛮挫折的，可是这位传道人神借着他的祷告。
I was very ambitious. I wanted to know what God wanted me to do. Was he calling me to be a missionary?
在那时候我有很多的野心，我想要知道神到底要我做什么，是不是他要我去做一个宣教士呢？
I was rightly named. My name is Martha and I am a worker.
我妈妈爸爸给我取名叫玛莎，他们取得很对，因为我的倾向，我天生就喜欢做事。
And here my own sister's name was Mary.
好像我的妹妹的姐姐的名字就是玛利亚。
But as I visited this minister that was my teacher, we had a time of waiting on the Lord together.
当我去拜访这位传道人，他也是教导我的。当我们在一起在那里等候的时候。
And I remember the Lord saying to me,
我就记得神这样子说。
I want Martha just to love me.
他在那里说，我要马大或是马沙牧师，就是单单的来爱我。
I remember saying inside my heart, oh, is that all?
我还记得那时候我在我心里边的反应是，哦，就是这样子啊。
Oh, I felt such peace, such rest, such relaxation.
哦，这件事情给我这么大的平安，也这么大的安息，也是这么的轻松。
Is that all you want, Jesus?
我跟主耶稣说，哦，这就是你要的吗？
You want me just to love you.
你要的就是我来爱你吗？
So I began loving him more and more and more. And before I knew it, he was opening a door for me to serve him in Canada and then with Pastor Chow.
所以从那以后，我的目标就是一直的来爱他，爱他，更多的爱他。可是不知不觉中，就在那个过程里面，神开始为我打开了事工的门，好像我就开始在加拿大有一些服事，后来也认识了周牧师。
That was about 35 years ago.
这是大概35年前的事。
And Pastor Chow and his wife visited Canada where I was.
当周牧师师母到加拿大，就是我服事的地方那里来。
And my job was to be their transportation to a meeting.
那时候我被安排一个工作，就是要来接送他们到聚会的场地。
I was the only American.
我是唯一的美国人。
There was about 100 Chinese there.
那个聚会大概有100个华人。
But that night, as Pastor preached, I shared a testimony.
那天晚上，当周牧师在讲道的时候，讲到他的见证。
20 of these Chinese scholars from mainland China accepted Jesus Christ as their savior.
有一个中国来的访问学者在那里接受了主耶稣。
And Pastor Chow left the next day for his home in Maryland at that time.
隔天周牧师就回去他马里兰州的家。
But a Baptist church opened a Bible study for these new converts and invited me to come too.
可是那一个浸信会，那个教会就开始了一个事工，要来服侍这些华人，来拜访的人。
So I had an opportunity with the translator to learn a few songs and to give a testimony.
所以我开始了在那里服侍，也借着我的翻译，那时候帮我翻译的人，我也学了一些中文的诗歌。
But then the Lord brought Jim, my husband, into my life at that time.
也差不多在那个时候，神把我现在的丈夫 Jim 带到我的生命里面。
I didn't know. I knew Jesus was my husband. I was satisfied with Jesus.
那时候我有点不知所措，因为我知道主耶稣他自己就是我的丈夫，他满足，深深满足我的心。
But I asked Jesus, I prayed very earnestly for 1 year. I prayed, What do you want me to do?
可是我就很努力的、很殷勤的寻求主祷告，我不知道该怎么做。我问主耶稣说：“主啊，你到底要我怎么做呢？”
And Jesus gave me a clear direction that Jim was a chosen vessel of His.
在那时候，最后神给我一个很清楚的意象，知道。我的弟兄 Jim 是神他所拣选的一个器皿。
And that I should say yes to him.
我需要回应他向着我的呼召。
Like I would say yes to Jesus.
就好像我答应他的追求，就好像我向着神说是。
And this month we celebrate our 28 years of married life.
这个月我们刚刚庆祝了我们结婚28周年。
Jesus has blessed our marriage.
确实神祝福了我们的婚姻。
And we both long to love him more.
我们也在这婚姻里面都渴望更多的爱耶稣。
And we learn to love God more by loving our spouse the way He loves them.
我们也从与我们配偶学习爱他们，学习以基督的爱来爱他们的这个过程，我们也学习更多的来爱神。
You know, when you put two different people together, it takes the love to keep them together.
你知道，当两个不同的人住在一起的时候，是需要爱才能够把他们在 一直的连接在一起。
We need to be filled with the divine love.
我们需要被那个神圣的爱所充满。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 13. We'll take a look and see what is divine love.
我们来一起来看看哥林多前书第十三章，我们来看看这个神圣的爱、属天的爱是怎么回事。
By the way, this will be your homework for the whole week to pray daily over 1 Corinthians 13.
顺便在这边提一下，你们这礼拜的回家的作业就是每一天花时间为着在哥林多前书十三章来祷告。
I have heard and known ministers that have prayed 30 days over this chapter and their entire ministry and lives were changed.
我听过有传道人这样做见证，他们花30天的时间，每天都来用这一章圣经好好的来祷告。30天以后，他们的生命，他们的事工都有一个极大的改变。
Let's read it together.
我们一起来读好吗？
Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I'm become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣、响的钹一般。
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up.
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸不张狂。
Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Love never fails.
爱是永不止息。
But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away.
先知讲道之能，终必归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止；知识也终必归于无有。
We know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part will be done away.
我们现在所知道的有限。先知所讲的也有限，等到完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成的人就把孩子的事丢弃了。
For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face, now I know in part. But then I'll know even as also I am known, and now abides faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限。到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。如今长存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
Let us take this to heart and pray over it.
我们把这些话语放在心上，也一直不断的祷告。
Open it up before you every morning, on your knees, if it's possible for you to kneel.Kneel on your knees and ask Jesus, Oh, give me your love.
每天早上你就打开这段经文，如果你可以跪下来的话就跪下来，向神祈求 Oh, 给我这样子的爱。
And let the Holy Spirit show us where we fail along these lines.
同时也让圣灵向我们启示在这些话语里面有哪一些我们是失败够不上的。
So I believe that Jesus has used my marriage to show me my great need of divine love.
我相信主耶稣使用我的婚姻来向我显明我何等的需要这个属天神圣的爱。
And also my husband has experienced that. He's very loving.
对我的先生，虽然他也是这么的有爱，他也是经历了一样的功课。
How much we need the divine love.
我们多么需要这样子属天的爱啊。
You can usually be very loving to people on the outside that you don't live with, but when we live together in close connection, we find out that our self-life is very strong.
我们发现我们很容易爱那些与我们保持距离的人，外面的人。可是当我们最亲密的人，我们在一起相处久了，我们发现我们不容易那样子的来爱他们。
And the only remedy is God's love.
我们唯一的解救、拯救就是神的爱。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh Jesus, we do ask you this morning.
Oh, 主耶稣啊，今天早晨我们这样来向你要。
We want to be baptized into the love of God.
我们要愿意你用神的爱来为我们施浸。
We want you to take over more greatly in our lives.
我们渴望你能够更多的来得着我们的生命。
We want you to live out your life within us.
我们可以呼喊说，从我活出你的生命。
Oh, Jesus, baptize us.
Oh, 主耶稣啊，为我们施洗。
Oh, more than speaking in tongues, take over these tongues that they may speak words of love.
Oh, 不是只是单单的说方言而已，你能够那样子掌管我们的舌头，能够单单的要说你要我们所说的。
And our ministry, let it flow with the love of God.
Oh, 在我们的事工里面，愿神的爱是那样子的涌流出来。
Let there be less of me and more of thee.
Oh, 让我们更多的衰微，让你更多的兴旺充满。
Help me to find time to be alone with you.
Oh, 帮助我们能够找时间，花时间与你单独的在一起。
Help me to be like Hudson Taylor, got up early while everything is quiet and be alone with you.
甚至就像戴德生一样，每天早上一早，当还很安静的时候，就要来花时间跟你在一起。
And all through the day, keep whispering our love to you.
Oh, 让我们在一天的生活里面，我里面也不间断地向着你表达我们的爱。
In these days when there is turmoil all over the world,
特别在现今的时代，有这么多的忙碌，这么多外面的纷繁。
Help us to run to you.
Oh, 帮助我们能够常常的快跑到你那里。
Help us to find you as our hiding place.
让我们能够找着你做我们的避难所和隐秘处。
Turn within our heart and whisper our love to you.
能够常常的转向我们里面，能够发出轻声的向你说我们爱你。
Cause us to experience that great peace that comes from abiding in Christ.
帮助我们能够经历那个极大的平安，当我们真实的住在你的里面。
Oh, that we might be prepared for your coming.
好，叫我们能够预备迎接你的回来。
Unite us to yourself with this love life.
Oh, 把我们与你这样子的爱连接在一起。
Your love and our corresponding love united as one.
Oh, 让你的爱还有我们向你回应的爱能够完全的联合。
And those that are single among us, help them to realize you are our satisfying portion.
如果今天在学员有人还是单身的，帮助他们能够知道，能够明白你可以满足他们。
And when you satisfy us, then we can be a blessing to others.
当你这样子的满足我们，我们都可以成为别人的祝福。
Instead of demanding that they love us, that we are able to love even the unlovely.
而不再是到处的寻找，或是要求别人来爱我们，可是我们可以这么自然的用你的爱来爱那些甚至不可爱的人。
We believe you to transform us.
我们信靠你，相信你能够来改变我们。
Let Christ be our portion.
让基督成为我们的福分。
Rise up within us.
在我们的里面。
Take over more greatly.
更多的来得着。
Live out your life within us, Jesus.
从我活出你的自己。
Your beautiful loving life.
是那样子美丽，这么充满爱的一个生命。
Just name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen.
We don't know, but we know that the Holy Spirit is at work to prepare a bride.
我们不知道主耶稣确定会哪一个时候回来，可是我们确实的知道圣灵现今就在那里预备。
And we don't want to miss being in His bride.
我们不想错过在那个新妇的行列。
There may be many people invited to the wedding, but there's one bride.
也许有很多人都去参加婚宴，可是就是一个新妇。
The bride is made up of souls who have fallen in love with Jesus.
谁是那做新妇的材料呢？就是那些他们深深的爱上耶稣的人。
Who right here and now are crowning him King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
还在今天这个时刻，我们就能够冠他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is number one in their life.
主永远都是他们生活的第一。
I know I'm speaking to many of you that are ministers, your teachers, and you've been called to the ministry.
我相信我也对着许多的传道人、牧师，或是已经领受了呼召要来服侍主的弟兄姐妹。
And I just want to encourage you, know that your first call is to be united to Christ.
我要再次的提醒你们所领受的第一个首要的呼召是要来与神连接。
When I was learning this lesson, Pastor Chow asked that I would teach on loving Jesus.
周牧师要我分享关于爱耶稣。
And the chapter that came to me was Peter's call to the ministry, John chapter 21.
有一章圣经神给我就是在约翰福音二十一章关于彼得。
Maybe you'd like to turn there, John chapter 21, if you have your Bibles.
我们一起翻到约翰福音第二十一章。
Hallelujah. Let's take a look at the lesson.
我们来看看。
Things Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself.
这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下面。
Well, that Sea of Galilee was a familiar place.
加利利海是一个他们熟悉的地方。
And who was there? Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were gathered together.
第二节有西门彼得和称为迪图马的多马，并加利利的迦拿人拿但业，还有西庇太的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。
There were seven of them.
对他们说。
Maybe there are seven in the room where you are today. You're all gathered together, seven of them. Maybe there are 70.
对不起，在这边他总共有七个门徒啊，我不知道今天你们的小组是不是有七个人，或是有七十个人。
But it wasn't a very big group. Just
我们看到有七个门徒在那里，不是很大的一批人。
Jesus is risen from the dead, and he has already shown himself to them before.
我们知道主耶稣从死里复活以后，他已经向他们显现过了。
But they didn't know what to do next, and Peter decided, I'm going to go fishing.
可是在这里告诉我们，好像他们不知道下一步该怎么走，所以彼得就说，我们打鱼去。
And verse 3 tells us, they said to him, we'll go with you.
第三节告诉我们，那其他的门徒说，我们也和你一同去。
They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing.
他们就出去上了船，那一。
Well, Peter didn't know what else to do but go back to his old life and go fishing.
彼得他不知道下一步该怎么走，所以他就回去他之前的职业啊，去打鱼。
You see what a strong leader he is. Everybody followed him.
你记得彼得他是一个这么强的一个领袖，他要每个人都来跟着他。
But they caught nothing.
可是他们那天他们打不着什么。
And then when morning came, Jesus stood on the shore.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上。
But they didn't know it was Jesus.
门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Oh, you realize many times Jesus is standing right there before you. But you miss him.
你知道吗？有多少时候主耶稣就站在那里，只是我们没有认出。
And Jesus says to them, "Children, have you any food?" And they answered him, "No."
耶稣就问你们有吃的没有？他们回答说没有。
So he says to them, "Cast your net on the right side of the boat, and you'll find some."
耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”
And they obeyed.
他们顺服了。
They cast, and now they were not able to draw multitude of fish.
他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。
This gives us a lesson. As we obey His voice, there will be a great catch, a great multitude.
这也是教导我们一个功课，每一次我们顺服主，我们可以期望会有收成。
Verse 7, therefore the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord."
第七节是我最喜欢的一节，耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。
You know that's John who wrote this epistle. He was the one who loved Jesus.
你知道是约翰写了这本书信，他是那位啊。
He was the youngest of the whole group of 12.
他是那十二个门徒里面最年轻的。
Don't think you're too young to fall in love with Jesus.
你们永远不要觉得你们太年轻了，没有办法那样子来爱神。
Jesus captured my heart when I was 14 years old.
得着了，征服了我的心，当我在14岁的时候。
Just a teenager.
只是一个年轻的小伙子。
Don't think you're too young to find Jesus.
不要觉得那些年轻人太年轻了，他们找不到神的。
Because John was the one who was always laying on Jesus' breast.
我们记得约翰往往都是那一位靠在耶稣胸膛的那个门徒。
In his gospel, we find the beautiful inner life of the Lord Jesus.
在他所写的福音书里面，我们看到主耶，他描述了许多主耶稣里面的内在的生命。
You want to know the heart of God? You read John's gospel.
你如果想知神的心，你要需要读约翰福音。
No, he's the one that told us to abide in Christ.
也是约翰写下来要我们要住在这里。
He told us the most important thing of ministry is staying connected to Jesus Christ.
在我们的事工里面最重要的一件事情就是我们要持续的与主耶稣连接。
Well, here he is in verse 7. A disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord."
在这边第七节，耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。
Love always has insight because love is connected to Jesus.
爱的洞察力，因为爱总是与神、与耶稣是连接的。
Now, one time when Peter heard it was the Lord, he put on his outer coat, for he'd removed it, and he plunged into the sea.
那是西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣。
Yeah. The other disciple in a little boat, and they were not far from land, dragging the net with fish.
其余的门徒离岸不远，约有200肘，就把小船上，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。
And It came to land, was there, and fish laid on it, and bread.
他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。
Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught."
耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条过来。
And Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land, full of large fish, 153. And even though there were so many, the net wasn't broken.
西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条。鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。
And we find out that Jesus said, "Come and eat breakfast." Jesus made breakfast for them.
耶稣说，你们来吃早饭。你看见主耶稣还为他们做早餐。
And Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish." This is the third time that he showed himself to them alive after he was raised from the dead.
十四节，耶稣从死里复活以后向门徒显现，这是第三次。
Wouldn't that have been wonderful to be invited to breakfast with Jesus? He's the cook.
你会不会觉得很奇妙，会是多么美好啊？如果主耶稣他当早餐。
But as we look at the story, we see Jesus asking Peter one question.
可是我们继续看下去，我们看到主耶稣问彼得一个问题。
He asked him, "Do you love me?"
他问。
Jesus repeats the question three times.
主耶稣重复他的问题有三次之多。
He's calling him to minister. He's calling him to be the man who is willing to give his life for Christ.
是的，主耶稣也呼召彼得，要他进入施工。
History tells us that Peter was to be crucified, but he refused to be crucified like Christ. He was crucified upside down.
教会的历史告诉我们，那些反对人要把彼得钉十字架的时候，彼得他拒绝跟他的主一样的被钉，所以他要求被倒着钉十字架。
He was a chosen disciple.
他是主耶稣所
拣选的门徒。An earnest follower.
他也是一个很虔诚。
You know how he defended Christ in the garden by cutting off the ear of the enemy.
你记得彼得怎么样子？为了要维护，来抓，维护耶稣，他还拿刀削掉了。
People remember he denied Christ three times.
大部分的基督徒都记得他否认主三次。
Jesus just has one question for him as he calls him into ministry.
可是在这里，当主耶稣呼召他要进入侍奉的时候，主耶稣只问他一个问题。
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗？
Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?
约翰的儿子西门，
and、
你爱我吗？
Peter responds, "Yes, Lord, I love you."
彼得回答说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。你知道我爱你。
And the third time, one of my teachers said that he answered itThat word translated was an agape love. I love you with you, the love of God.
第三次也是好像是那个神圣的 agape 的爱。他说你爱我是像神那样子的爱吗？
We find out.
我们会发现我们的爱是何等的有限。
We so much need a baptism into divine love.
我们多么的需要被那神圣美来施浸。
Peter thought he loved Jesus.
彼得曾经以为他爱主耶稣。
He loved him enough. He said he would never deny him.
他是这样子的，以为他爱主。他说他永远都不会否认主。
But he didn't know him.
可是彼得他不清楚他里面。
He didn't know his weakness. He didn't know how much he loved his own self.
And
then he found it out. He wept in repentance. He wept bitterly.
让他终于发现他真实的光景后，他出去痛哭。
That's often the great beginning when we discover our need, we discover our deficiency in love.
通常这就是我们的第一步，就是当我们发现我们自己里面的欠缺，我们没有办法达到。
You know, as Jesus said to all those disciples of his, when he left the world and ascended to God.
你记得，就好像主耶稣跟他的要离开的时候，吩咐他的门徒，嘱咐他们说
，He said, "Wait here, wait."
他说你们要在这里等候，要等候。
I'm going to fill you with my own.
将我的灵来充满你们。
You know the days they waited in the upper room.
你记得这个故事，有十天之久。有他们门徒聚集在那里，在楼上祷告。
It was a time of heart searching.
那也是一段时间，是大家来省察自己的心。
A time of soul searching.
是来省察我们里面的光景。
A time of repentance.
也是一个悔改的时间。
And brokenness.
在一个破碎的光景里。
And as they discovered their emptiness,
当他们发现他们里面实在是空虚的。
On the day of Pentecost, suddenly there was that mighty rushing wind that filled the room, and they were baptized.
就在他们这里面倒空的光景里面，突然在五旬节那一天，圣灵好像火一样的降临在他们身上。
If ever we needed a baptism in the Holy Spirit, it is these days.
如果这历史里面有哪一段时间我们更需要被圣灵来充满，我们就要说就是今天。
We need that white heat of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要那个这么火热的，好像白热化的火。
When metal is on fire, it becomes white hot. It's so white.
火这么热的时候，那个会变成一个白色的白热。
It's a purging fire.
那种火是一个炼净锻炼。
It's a cleansing fire.
是一个洁净的火。
It's a transforming fire.
是一个能够改变大能，有改变大能的火。
And Peter stands to speak, and 3,000 souls are saved.
当彼得站起来讲到那一天，有三千人得救。
Oh, but we look back and we see the call was to be in love with Jesus, to be a lover of God.
可是我们要在
to love Him anything else.
我们要再次，主耶稣对他的呼召是要他来爱主耶稣，来深深的爱上主耶稣。
And as he waited for the promise of the Father, that he
当他在那里等候父的应许的时候
，He waited, emptied himself before the Almighty God.
他们在那里倒空自己，在那里等候这位全能。
Jesus' promise took place. I will fill you with my spirit.
在那时与应验在那里，主说我要用我的圣灵，我的能力为你们施浸。
And when people like Stephen was martyred, he could still say, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing."
你记得当斯蒂凡在那里殉道的时候，他仍然可以跪在那里为那些杀他的人祷告，说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
That was the Christ in Stephen.
那是基督的灵在那里举凡。
That was the Spirit of Christ in Peter.
这是基督的灵充满了彼得。
He says, "What happened to these men?"
那周围的人说，到底这些人发生什么事啊？
When Paul went to Antioch, they said, they're Christian. They started thinking they were Christ.
在安提阿那里，周围的人开始称他们，因为他们实在是像基督。
Because Christ had taken over in their life. Christ had filled them with his spirit. And wherever they went, whatever they did, it was Christ.
因为基督的灵充满了他们，基督的生命从他们里面这么自然地流出来，所以人碰到他们就好像碰到基督。
And this is what we need in this day that we're living in. We need the Christ life.
这就是我们现今这个时代最需要的。我们需要这样子基督的生命满溢在我们里面。
And it'll come about by being united to our bridegroom, being one with him.
可是这样子的满溢唯有从我们与他紧密的连结，好像心腹跟他连结。
We will end up saying like Madame Guyon from France in the 1500s.
我们要结束用盖恩夫人她十五世纪的一个法国的圣徒她说的。
She said, "I love you, Lord."
她说，主啊，我爱你。
But with no love of mine, for I have none to.
可是不是用我自己的爱来爱你，因为在我里面，我的天然人没有爱。
All the love I have is yours.
我所有的爱都是从你来的，是你的爱。
I love you with the love you have given me.
我不过是把你所给我的爱用来爱你。
And that's what we want.
这也是我们所需要的。
That's what we desire today.
这是我们所渴望，我们今天所需要的。
Oh, Jesus, pour out your spirit.
Oh, 主耶稣啊，浇灌下你的圣灵。
Pour out your spirit on every heart.
我将你的圣灵浇灌在每一颗心里。
We went to baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Oh, 我们需要圣灵的洗。
We want you to take over in our lives.
我们渴望你能够这样子的征服来占据我们的生活。
Cause us to respond to your love.
帮助我们能够回应你爱的呼召。
Give us a vision of how you were standing by our side waiting for us to love you.
让我们能够看见好像一个意象，知道你时时刻刻就在我们的旁边等着我们来表达对你的爱。
That whether we're at our desk or whether we're at the kitchen sink.
不管我们在哪里，在房间里面，在厨房里面。
Or whether we're driving in the car.
或是我们在开车的时候。
Or whether we're going to a meeting.
甚至当我们需要在聚会里面来传讲信息的时候。
Let us realize that your heart is longing. For our...
让我们这么的察觉到，你的心一直的渴望我们来爱。
You're wanting to see, are we paying attention to you?
哦，你何等的巴不得我们能够来转向你，能够来留意到你。
Are we wanting to satisfy your heart?
哦，让我们可以也来满足你。
Make us more aware of you.
Oh, 让我们更察觉、更认知到你在我们旁边。
That we can be whispering our love to you even in a crowd.
甚至在很多的群众当中，我们依然可以轻声地向你表达我们的爱。
Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
但没有什么事情能使我们与基督的爱。
Even on a sick bed, we can be whispering our love.
即便我们生病在床，我们依然可以向你发表我们对你的爱。
Nothing can separate us from your love.
没有什么能够使我们与你的爱来分别。
Today, Lord, open our eyes to see you.
就在今天，主开我们的眼睛，能够看见你。
Open our ears to hear you.
打开我们的耳朵来听见你。
Let us see your longing, love, your longing, your longing, love.
让我们能够真的看见，在你里面那个渴望，那个爱的渴望。
Let us hear you say what you said to Peter. Do you love me? Do you love me? Are you one who loves me?
让我们亲耳来听见，好像你跟彼得的问题，你来亲自的来问我们说：“你爱我吗？你爱我吗？你爱我吗？”
That you demand nothing else except our love.
你不要求我们做什么其他的，你要我们单单的来爱你。
That if you have our love, you have all of us.
因为当你得着我们对你的爱，你就得着我们其他的
You
一切。
take your rightful place as king of our heart.
你要得着一个地位，就是你当得的地位，在我们的心里面做王。
Lord, Lord of all.
你是主，你是万有之主。
Oh, Jesus, we thank you that you've promised where two or three gather. There you are in the midst. And I pray that you lay your hand on each one, no matter what room they're in, what place, what country, that we are all one in the Spirit.
哦，主耶稣啊，你自己应许，当我们奉你的名聚集，即便两三个人，你要在我们的中间。主啊，今天各个处的学员，不管他们在哪里，主啊，你就亲自来造访他们。主啊，你将你自己的手来按在他们的头上。主啊，你亲自向他们显现。
Draw us, we will run after you.
愿你吸引我，我们要快跑跟随你。
We ask it for your glory and because the time is short.
哦，我们为着因着你的荣耀，我们这样祈求，因为时候实在是越来越近了，
You're wanting a
需
bride.
要一个心腹。
The Holy Spirit is searching.
圣灵在各处的寻找，
Is there someone who will say yes?
让我们可以说是的。
We say yes, Lord.
我们向你说，是的，我们在这里。
Amen. I'll say yes, yes, yes. Say yes, yes,
我
yes.
说是，
I'll say
是的，是的，
yes,
主
Lord.
是的。
I'll say yes. Yes,
我说
yes.
是的，主是的，主是的，
Yes, Lord.
是的，主。
我爱你，爱你，我爱你，
耶
耶
稣，
稣，
我
我爱
爱你，
爱
爱
你。
你，我
哇，
爱你，
耶
耶稣。
，Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise the Lord,
Hallelujah,
come and see, come and see, come, Hallelujah, 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 come. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful.
奇妙的耶稣，
We love you, Lord.
我们爱你，我们爱你。
Oh, Jesus, we love you.
哦，主耶稣，我们爱你。
He is here.
你就在这里，
He's here for you.
他就在你旁边，为着你。
Open your heart.
打开你的心，
And receive him in a greater way.
接受他，用一个更大的度量来接受他。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe him, he's doing a work by the power of his spirit.
用信心来相信。知道他现在正在做，借着他圣灵的能力做更大的工。
He's imparting his love into your heart.
他在用他的爱不断的注入在你的心里面。
then you will find you do love him more than you've ever loved him before.
你会发现你比以前更爱他。
That it's an impartation of his spirit.
这是圣灵所注入、所浇灌在我们里面的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything is in Jesus, and Jesus is everything.
一切在基督里，基督是一切。
He requires nothing of us that he does not give us himself.
他不会要求我们做什么或给什么，而不先把他所要求的赐给我们。
It just takes time for us to learn that how empty we are without him.
只不过我们常常需要很长的时间才发现我们里面是空虚的，我们里面没有他所要的。
It's the preparation to receive all from him.
这正是对我们的一个预备，好叫我们可以领受一切从他而来。
And we can say like the Apostle Paul, I live by a life that is not my own. I live by the life of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
我们可以像使徒保罗一样的宣告，如今在我里面活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并活着是因信生的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
Rejoice in his love.
我们可以因着他的爱，在他的爱里面欢喜。
And don't forget your homework.
记得这礼拜大家要做你们的功课。
All this week till we meet again. Read everything in 1 Corinthians 13 and ask the Holy Spirit to show you where you need more of the love of God.
我们这礼拜的作业来默想哥林多前书13章，向主求让他显明我们里面的缺乏，也帮助我们有更。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Seal every heart.
主啊，愿你自己盖上印，封印你今天所做的工。
Keep us in your presence.
让我们可以保持你的同在。
Help us to find a place to get alone with you.
帮助我们单独的与你相处。
And enjoy.Your presence, enjoy your love.
能够真的享受你的同，受你的爱。
It's been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit.
因为这样的爱已经借着圣灵浇灌在我们的心里面。
Amen.
Amen.
I leave you now, but I know I leave you in His hands. It's been such a joy to be with you.
我要。跟你们说，要离开你们了。可是我把你们托付给那位信实的主。我要告诉你们是，对我是一个极大的喜乐，可以跟你们在一起。
God bless.
神祝福你们。